Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
Please be advised. This show contains adult language, violent acts, and triggering situations. Ghost Tape is intended for mature audiences. Q Code presents Ghost Tape, co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite, starring and executive produced by Kiersey Clemons.
Dr. Martinez?
Corporal Wilson. Please, come in.
Thank you.
Please.
I wanted to see how things were going with Private Dixon.
I wanted to talk to you about that.
Has she confessed yet?
She still maintains the incident with Conti was self-defense.
Self-defense, my ass.
We're trying to separate her delusions from reality.
I'm going to need you to fast-track this one, Dr. Martinez. Some of the people upstairs want this to go away, if you understand my meaning. She's been spreading a lot of misinformation that doesn't exactly paint the army in a good light. Not to mention the PR nightmare this is going to be regarding our soldiers' mental health, her grandfather's suicide, and then she starts killing fellow recruits. They're still disappearing. Privates Lifland and Starr have vanished as well.
But she's been in the stockade. How could they still be disappearing?
Well, luckily, we can spin it as multiple generations of mental health problems in one family.
Studies do show trauma can be passed down familial DNA.
Right. Look, the sooner we can file this one away, the better, Dr. Martinez. It's insanity. Write up the paperwork and lock her in the room with the rubber walls. Got it?
Corporal, I haven't determined which parts are reality and which are delusion with her. Tessa alleges she and Drill Sergeant Wilson were having an affair. Drill Sergeant Wilson, your wife.
I know to whom you're referring.
Private Conti knew and threatened to report them. That's motive. Did you know about the affair? I'm here if you want to talk about it.
The fact that you believe the lies of your delusional patient is incredibly concerning, Doctor. And this isn't my session. What I want is for this ordeal to end. My whole fucking base is coming undone because of one teenage girl's hysteria. And yeah, I don't exactly feel great about that. Wrap it up.
I just need a little more time. Obviously, the tape isn't haunted, but she might be right about the atrocities. This could be evidence of what happened during the war.
What? Wait, you listened to the tape?
It was necessary so I'd understand where she was coming from.
You were expressly told not to listen to the tape. How did you even get your hands on it?
Corporal, I was given the freedom to act under my own discretion.
Let me remind you, you're already on probation after the incident with Private Emily Gabriel. If any word of this tape reaches the public, the Army will deem it essential to deploy you overseas to mitigate the damage. What dark hellholes have openings right now? I believe personnel with your skills are needed in Syria.
Corporal Wilson,
I'm giving you till 1900 tomorrow to finish this with Dixon. After that, I'm putting you both in the stockade.
You must be joking.
Do I look like a joker to you, Martinez? I want this case closed and Dixon permanently behind bars. Where is the tape?
On my desk.
Can 1900 tomorrow.
Good morning, Jocelyn.
Oscar?
One moment, Dr. Martinez. Chaos 7, this is Chaos 6. I have Dr. Martinez to see Dixon. Okay, Doc. You're good to go.
Tessa. Last time we spoke about Conti. Tessa, I need you to admit the murder was premeditated.
I already told you it was self-defense. She was all demon-y.
Tessa, come on.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Doc. You told me to tell you the truth.
Enough. None of the recruits or officers heard what you describe. They saw you slamming an innocent girl's head into a plastic padded mat. So hard that even the padding couldn't save her skull from shattering. So you're either lying to me or these people who swore to be your brothers and sisters in arms band together to fuck you.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard you say fuck before.
You know what the coroner told me?
No, I have no idea.
She told me that Conti was still conscious the entire time until the end. She felt every single collision with the ground. She felt her skull crack and pierce her brain. Abject pain and suffering until they finally pulled you off her. And she bled out.
Dixon! Stop! I don't want to talk about this.
No, we have to talk about this, Tessa.
No.
You killed her. You did it because she was threatening to expose you and D.S. Wilson.
No! No, it was self-defense. And I already told you.
Tessa, I need you to admit it was premeditated. What about her family? They deserve closure.
No, 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 no,
Tessa.
No, no, no. Just turn on the tape.
I don't even have the tape anymore, Tessa. Come on.
Don't worry. I have it.
It is impossible. I can't.
It'll make everything better. It'll make you understand. After that, I will admit whatever you want. I promise. One last hurrah before I'm sentenced to life in military prison. Don't listen to her. I told you. Don't listen to the voices.
Tessa!
Don't fight, Oscar. Let it wash over you. You're gonna see some things. But nothing can hurt you. You're safe.
Tessa? What is this?
Don't worry. They can't hear us. It's one of my earliest memories. Look, it's baby me, trying to wake up my passed out dad. Oh, that's so cute.
Daddy.
Hi, baby. God damn it. It's passed out. Maid, can you? I'll grab Tessa. Hey, baby. Hi, baby.
Daddy won't wake up.
You're okay. Jesus. Luke! She hasn't been changed in days.
Son, wake up.
What?
Son, we think it's best if Tessa stays with us. Just for a while.
What?
Just until we can get you better.
Daddy. No. You can't take her.
Byron.
That's my baby.
Take her outside.
You ain't walking out of here, my girl.
Get yourself together. Look at the state of this place.
Tessa's my child. I'll take care of my baby. I'll take care of all my responsibilities. And Tessa, my child. You got that? You can't take her.
These are memories of everyone who's listened. Your consciousness gets recorded.
Look. Look, baby girl. Look at the squirrel. Look. Look how it runs up the tree. It's going to its family.
My grandpa and I always watch squirrels. I still think of them every time I see a real fat one. This is the first time they tried to send my dad to rehab.
Hey, Mom. We only got one more Swanson in the freezer.
Your father again.
My dad and grandma after Nam. He wanted to be an astronaut. He had dreams, but he made the wrong choice living with her.
You eat Luke. I'm not all right.
We should split it.
Oh, you made me miss the joke.
Mom, but I really think we should split it. You've had a couple drinks.
I deserve a family like the ones on TV. I did it all right. I married my high school sweetheart, kept my hair like he liked. I didn't open my legs while he was in the NOM.
He never liked when she overshare.
When Byron and I were first married, I made him homemade dinners every night. I let him do what he wanted. I'd even nook his slippers so they were warm for him. And he brings home some Viet Cong slut to replace me. Oh, shit.
Here, Ma. Let me get you a towel.
I'm so glad I have you, Luki.
Don't call me that.
Forget the towel. Just come here and lay down beside me for a moment. I just need a cuddle for my baby.
Ma, I...
Come on.
I don't like this. I don't want to be here.
There. Doesn't that feel nice?
They never run.
You won't ever leave me like your daddy did, will you, Luki? I'm so glad I have my little boy. Who's gotten so big.
One of my patients told me the first time it happened to her, she was frozen. Like she lost control of her body, but her mind kept screaming, run, run, run. I can't watch this, Tessa.
Just wait.
Stop.
It's okay. It's okay. We have each other.
Mom, God's sakes, Mom, stop! Stop!
Jesus! Okay, you little shit. You could never be the man your father was anyway. Nowhere near. You pathetic little weakling. Go hungry for all I care.
He still lives with her. Even after all the years of shit.
Tessa? Tessa!
I am dead. My body is gone.
Speedam?
Tragic.
Speedam?
So tragic. It was a senseless death. How senseless.
Calm down, Hey, don't let that one get away!
Tessa!
Stand down!
Tessa!
Stay down on the mortar where you belong, you piece of shit.
Please, I don't know. Tessa!
I'm gonna split you from nose to Charlie's to see if you bleed red.
Stop!
If it's dead, it's Viet Cong, right?
Please, I don't know.
Doc, how'd you get over here? You can't just wander off like that. I got you. Come with me.
Oscar? Oscar, we need to talk about her.
Where are we? Wait, who's the chick with the fancy fucking suit?
She's my psychologist and mentor.
Oh, so you're on the couch for once.
I don't want to be in this memory.
Well, it's not like I have a magic wand and I can wish us out of it.
Oscar, answer the question.
I'm not ready to talk about it.
Oscar, it's been 3 weeks.
You of all people know there's no timeline on these things, Jocelyn.
I think it's better that you refer to me as Dr. Chen in our sessions.
A unit returned from Iraq, tagged for special attention. Every soldier was dealing with complex emotional issues, PTSD, self-harm, violent behavior, etc. One patient told me the army shut down utilities to a city of 300,000. Her job was to stop relief workers from delivering supplies. She saw people drink urine, children die from hunger. Another soldier was having trouble sleeping. He kept dreaming of an Iraqi child, maybe 2 years old. Said the dreams always started with the baby's pudgy arms, but then he'd look down and see the baby had a bullet lodged in his pudgy leg. A spooked soldier started shooting. The baby got hit, but the baby never cried. He'd just look at the soldier, wondering why he hurt. The soldier realized this was the first and last time the child would feel pain. He kept dreaming about the child's eyes, staring at him. Their stories were all like that. And I was seeing these soldiers all day. No breaks. Usually I control my emotions, but they were over there killing children. Most of them were still kids themselves. 18, 19 years old. I confused Emily with another patient. I misplaced her notes. If I'd had the right notes in front of me, I would never have prescribed that medication. I would have known she... I'm responsible. Whatever my reasoning, they deserve better. I don't want to be here.
No?
Don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here! Tessa, what the fuck was that?
One of your memories. You were talking about one of your clients. Emily, right?
How could you possibly know that? Who gave you my file?
No one gave me anything.
Who told you about Emily?
Oscar? No one. I haven't spoken with anyone other than guards and you in months.
I tried to do right by you, Tessa. Find a scientific explanation for all of this. I've been understanding and patient, but you just won't stop trying to drag me into your delusions. I'm at a loss, honestly. What can I possibly say to help you at this point?
I want you to say I'm possessed.
Ghost Tape stars Kiersey Clemons as Tessa, John Rubenstein as Corporal Wilson, Raul Castillo as Oscar, Kelly Hugh as Dr. Chen, Bill Duke as Byron Dixon, Q Chin as Maeve, Sean Patrick Thomas as Luke Dixon, Anna Maria Horsford as Grandma Missy, with additional performances by Neil Lewis, Mitch Mendoza, Alan Trong, Zipporah Dantas, Niles Fitch, and Carson Rowland. Co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite. Directed by Malachi. Written by Alexandra E. Hartman. Executive produced by Kiersey Clemens, Nia DaCosta, Aaron Eli Colite, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, and Sandra Yi Ling. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Alexandra E. Hartman and Mariel Redlin. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ariel McGrail, Ryan Walsh, and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Mixed by Matt Yoakum and Justin Davey. Additional mixing by Ben Milchev. Music editor, Michael Traylor. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Assistant director, Lynn D'Angona. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant engineering and editing, Neely Oftering. Production coordinator, Kelsey Adams and Jack Friedman. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Language services provided by The Language Bank. Artwork by Tomer Honka and Bryn Jones. Special thanks to Chris Goebel. Ghost Tape is a Q-Code production.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking portrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.